listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. Friday morning, July 8th. How can you help international students in the St. Louis area? Well, let's find out about that. Talk with Sharon Reardon. She's the Director of International Student Ministry in St. Louis. Sharon, welcome back to His Time.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
It's always fun to chat with you and learn what's going on with ISM, with International Student Ministry here in St. Louis. I know there's International Student Ministry around the country here in St. Louis. We do some, you do some great things, and a lot of people team up with you to do some great things for those students to help them feel welcome and to share the good news of Jesus with them as opportunities arise as well.
Absolutely. And every end of summer, as we go into fall, it gets exciting. Just when you were a small child and you were kind of excited when school started, we're really excited every year when the new students come from all over the world, really, to St. Louis.
Well, you certainly bring a lot of energy and cheer to the opportunity to do this as well. St. Louis is a unique place in that we have several institutions of higher education here to which many students come from around the world, right?
Absolutely. At International Student Ministry, we mainly focus on the Washington University campus, but we also are involved at Webster, have some things going on at St. Louis University, and mm-hmm. kind of excited. We have Lindenwood out in St. Charles, and some St. Charles residents are very excited to get started, maybe as friendship families for us out there.
Wonderful. And it's a great opportunity, a unique opportunity. When we talk about serving international friends, we think quite often that necessitates going to other countries. But quite often, those other countries come right here to our front door.
Absolutely. 8,000 students every year come, international students, come mm-hmm. to the St. Louis area. They bring 3,000 family members with them. So that's 11,000 opportunities to share Christ. You're right. ISM is unique in that these students come mm-hmm. to our front door, basically.
Or next door.
Or at WashU.
So. Right. Now, what are these students coming to? What brings them here? Obviously, an education, but what is any idea what the draw is? What are many of them studying as they come here? I think many of them are grad students, right? Most of them.
Most of the students that we deal with at Washington University are graduate students. Mm-hmm. So they're coming with a level of sophistication that not a lot of undergrads have. Their English is very good. So that's not usually a problem.
Better than mine most of the time.
Absolutely. Well, I listen to Andy, maybe not. But it's a unique, again, opportunity to meet these students from all over the world who appreciate the opportunity to study in St. Louis. And what I like to tell them is we appreciate them coming here. They bring the world to our city here in the Midwest.
Sure. Yeah, they bring us an opportunity to learn about them, their culture. And so they're coming here to study, and they have some needs when they come here. Some needs they might figure out how to meet on their own, but there might be a way that we could help out too.
And that's where we can come in with Christian hospitality mm-hmm. and show them an experience of dealing with people that they've never dealt with before. I mean, most of the students from China have never heard the Christian message at all. They're not used to Christians. And so when we have the opportunity to serve them in some way, it's very attractive to them. They want to know about all things Western, including our faith. So that's an opportunity for us in a very comfortable setting mm-hmm. to explain exactly what Christianity is all about.
And Christianity transcends Western or Eastern, right?
It certainly does. Absolutely.
Christ is for all people. And so we have an opportunity to show mercy and neighborly love to these new students as they're coming to the United States, coming to St. Louis, that may provide opportunities to tell them about Jesus. Well, one of those ways that we can show mercy and neighborly love, when they come here, they probably don't load up a bunch of furniture in their suitcases.
Yes.
Because that's, you know, I don't know if their furniture would fit in their suitcases, if, unless you do inflatable furniture, but that doesn't last very long.
No, and it doesn't look attractive either, so.
It's not as comfortable either, probably.
Yeah, so these students come prepared to study.
Right.
They're ready for that. They know how to come and sign up for their classes, but not necessarily know how to set up an apartment. And not only, perhaps they might understand that you go to the store and you purchase a bed, but they don't have a car. They don't. It's not easy for them to get those items to their homes and to their apartments. We, as I mentioned earlier, we mainly deal with graduate students, and they don't have the opportunity to live on campus as undergraduates do, so they really do have to set up their own place. And I've been told that the furniture giveaway is known about in China even before the students come.
Really?
Right. So students who are attending Washington University, they know that when they get here, there's going to be an opportunity to receive free furniture. And not only that, free delivery from really nice people. So it's a good day.
So we have an international reputation now.
We absolutely do. Uh-huh.
That's
all the
great.
Way to China. So
that's great. So how does this work? How do we go about connecting furniture that needs a new home with students who are arriving and need furniture?
Sure. Well, since I'm on KPO today, I can say that secretly I call it a Lutheran furniture drive, because so much of the furniture comes from generous Lutherans. We put the word out here at KPO, send it out electronically over email, but also the good old-fashioned church bulletin is a friend of ours, and many people will see opportunity how to give furniture to us in their church bulletin. And the way you do that is basically, if you have something in your house that you no longer need, everything from household items like crockpots or rice cookers, if you'd happen to have that, or dishes or towels, any household items in addition to furniture and beds and things like that, you can give me a call, and then I will in turn arrange a pickup for your items.
This is about to get real busy.
My phone rings a lot during August,
sure.
But it's fun because I get to tell everybody exactly what International Student Ministry does.
And you know, you mentioned Church Bulletin is a great way to share this information so that we can make the connection. I saw it in our bulletin on Sunday, so good job on getting the word out, and glad that we can share this. So if you have furniture, types of things that we're looking for, you said the, you know, household goods, we're not looking for necessarily, we're not looking for clothes, we're not looking for TVs or like electronics and that, the high tech stuff.
Right. You know, we can't accept those.
Kitchen, you know, electrics are fine, right? Like you said, a crock
pot,
a rice cooker, a blender.
Anything,
things,
sure.
Things you'd use in your kitchen typically. So household goods like that. Beds, dressers.
Absolutely. Those are wonderful items. Desks. The students love to have desks because they study, obviously. Last year, we had one of our volunteers. There was a girl from Taiwan, actually, who had won a bed in a raffle, and it was a queen-size bed. And the driver, a volunteer driver, a Lutheran guy, was afraid that what was he going to do with her old bed when he got to the apartment. So he asked her, and she said, "Oh, I don't have a bed." And when he got to the apartment, she didn't have anything. And the team delivered the bed, but that was all she had, was a bed. And she was overjoyed that she had that bed, because she said, "Now I have a place to sit and to read and to study just with a bed." So
wow.
It's important. Last year we had 381 students. Mm-hmm. Who went home with a piece of furniture. So that was wonderful. Again, desks, dressers, futons are great, even card tables. Mm-hmm. I went to one student's home and they had a card table and they had a nice tablecloth on the top of it. And that's what he used for 3 years when he was studying here.
Chairs.
Chairs would be wonderful. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anything to maybe set up a little sitting area, a little living room. Mm-hmm.
Lamps. What about like towels and bed linens and things like that?
They can certainly use those. Bikes. They love bikes because a lot of the students don't have transportation, and a bike is as good as a car for them. Mm-hmm. You can actually give me a call, and when you call, if you have a question about a particular item, I had a call recently about a piano. And we couldn't take a piano just because we didn't have professional movers or volunteers, and who knows how the piano would end up when it finally got to the student's apartment. But what a gracious thing for that person to call and say, hey, I have a piano. So if you have something that you're not quite sure if we can accept, just give me a call.
And we'll figure it out.
Absolutely.
And then you also connect the pickup and coordinate volunteers to pick up and help deliver things as well, correct?
We do. This is a big volunteer effort. So if you don't have furniture to give and you want to put in some man hours for a great cause, we'd love to have you. The day before, we have, four or five huge rental trucks that go around the St. Louis area and pick up items. The items need to be on the first floor so that you're not lifting or turning downstairs or anything. So if anyone's out there and they would like to volunteer to help out on Friday to pick up the items from the homes, that would be great. Or the next day, the trucks arrive at the WashU parking garage and people take everything off of the trucks and set it up there. Mm-hmm. So the students then, again, are part of a raffle. I just wish everyone could experience the furniture giveaway. It's on one parking garage level, whole level at Washington University. And it's almost as if you've stepped into another country. There are so many languages being spoken and so much excitement in the air because the students have the opportunity to take home a piece of free furniture. And it's an amazing event. Then the students put their names on furniture that they'd like to get. And if their name is pulled, then we go ahead and help deliver the furniture to their apartment. And all the apartments are, as you can imagine, because it's a college area, the apartments are very close by. Mm-hmm. And so you just, last year we discovered that using pickup trucks is a miraculous way to deliver furniture. So the gentleman would load up maybe three students' items in his pickup truck, and they would follow in a car behind him or in front of him to show him the way. And then when they get there, they'd help put the furniture in their house. So
we need, we're looking for folks to help drive trucks, and we need folks with pickup trucks. Is that right?
Yes, if you have a pickup truck, you are our friend.
You're golden.
That's right. And if you have somebody you'd like to bring along with you to be that person who drives the car behind your pickup truck and can help you take the furniture to the apartment, that would be wonderful.
So we need trucks with drivers. We need cars with drivers.
And we need people to come and help set up that morning. So if you know how to do a garage sale and you don't have to price anything, that's what's beautiful because it's all free. But if you have that unique set of skills where you can come and sort items.
Organize
that all, because it all happens that very morning.
So this is, what are the dates again for this?
We're picking up furniture on August 19th, but the actual event is on the 20th of August. The next day, it's a Saturday.
Mm-hmm. So pick up on Friday the 19th, Saturday the 20th is when the big stuff happens.
That's right. When all the excitement begins.
How do we get in touch with you if we want to donate furniture?
Thanks so much. You can give me a call, first of all, and I'll answer. So you can call 314-452-6406. And that is the ISM number. Or you can email me. And this is an interesting email address. It's WU for Washington University. So WU Furniture Giveaway at gmail.com. So it's all one word.
WU Furniture Giveaway at gmail.com. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
And you can also hop on our website, which is ismstlouis.org.
Wonderful. So the phone number again, let's do that. 314-452-6406. If you'd like to donate furniture or offer your time and your muscle to get out and or drive a truck or a car and help with that on the 19th or help drive one of the trucks around and help load up furniture on the 19th, mm-hmm. Friday the 19th, or help deliver furniture, organize and deliver furniture on the 20th.
Absolutely.
August.
And just the underlying reason we do this is basically we're showing Christian hospitality to the sojourner in our land. And you will be the first opportunity. Most of these students have been in St. Louis for a week. maybe 2 weeks. And all of our drivers will have cards to hand the students. The students always ask, why are you being so kind to us? And they can say, we volunteer for a Christian organization and they're interested in helping you in any way that they can. And here's their information. And that really gives us an open door to meet the students and get to know them and share Jesus.
And what are other ways that international student ministry gets to know students or serves them while they're here as students?
Oh, we have English conversation groups, which are wonderful, and they're not English as a second language, but you just get together with students. We try to keep those small, around 6 or 7 students, so that relationships can be formed. We have 4 of those that meet a week, and they have conversations with students, talk about current events, maybe look at idioms, things such as that in the English language. Those groups get really close. We also have a mom and baby playtime group, which is highly successful. And what that is you can imagine that a family comes to St. Louis, say the dad is studying at Washington University, and the mom's English isn't quite as good as dad's, so she's not out in the community as readily. She's a little bit isolated.
Yeah.
She's home with the children, so our mom and baby playtime group, oh boy, it averages, I think, at least around 12 to 15 moms every week. And that's a lot of little ones if each mom has 2.
Sure.
But it's a great opportunity for the moms to get to know one another and also an opportunity for us to share Jesus. That happens at a church at Mount Calvary in Brentwood. And it starts with a Bible story each time. I was just blessed to witness when they were telling the story of the fall. And another time I was there and they're talking about Jesus and they said, who in this room has ever heard the name Jesus? And nobody raised their hand. There were 15 moms. So for the first time, I was able to witness these moms hear about Christ.
And to tell them who Jesus is and
what
he has done for them. Sharon, it's always great to talk with you. Thanks for the work that you're doing and so many others are doing with International Student Ministry to reach students with the good news of Jesus, to show them that love and mercy here in the St. Louis area. You're doing a great job. Thanks so much for coming over today.
So great to be here. Thank you.
Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily lectionary. Hope you can join us for that. We're going to head out to Oregon this morning. You're listening to The Messenger of Good News on Worldwide KFUO.